the Rove and Sam catch up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Oh, piggy, piggy.
I'm so sorry.
Little piggy.
Hi there. Before we go any further, happy birthday, Bridie.
Happy birthday to my beautiful niece, Bridie. She's three.
Threezy.
She's adorable and I love her. So, yeah, it's sad not being with her, though. I've been with her every birthday.
Does she love you up to the, what is it, up to the sky?
She loves me.
This much.
This much. Yeah, to the moon.
To the moon.
And what's the other one? I can't remember what the other one is.
But she's got the most adorable lisp.
She's so cute. She talks like this.
She was listening to the show this morning.
She
was. Very happy with her shout out.
And Rove's like, big shout out to Bridie. And apparently she loved it. My sister messaged me saying she can't stop laughing.
Ha, ha, ha.
So that's cool.
Sam, you are obsessed with the sex life of Jamie the button pusher.
I am. Jamie would have no idea what to do.
Look at you, cool man, with your phone, texting away.
No idea.
Pretending
so
nothing's
funny.
Going on.
So what? In your head, you're picturing me having sex and having absolutely no idea what to do.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
I'm not saying you don't know what to do. I'm just saying you don't know how to do it.
Right. I'm holding bananas right now. Do I need to demonstrate?
Yikes! Don't put that banana down, sicko.
You know where it
goes.
That's
your problem. You're practicing on bananas.
I think you're right. I reckon Jamie as a lover would be overly enthusiastic. So he's got the best of intentions.
Prematurely ejaculate. You would be a premier faux show. Or you'd be so nervous you can't get it up.
No, he'd be fine. I don't think. I don't
what
see
is
it
this?
As.
What is this?
It'd be up and it'd be ready to go.
No,
and he'd be feeling it, and he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna love this. I'm gonna shred you up. You're gonna love it." I reckon you'd commentate. I reckon there'd be a bit of chitty chat going on.
Yuck!
A lot of like just positive affirmations. You're liking this is good. A lot of what else could I do? When she's probably just like, shut up and just do your job.
Yeah.
And it'd be like air checking. Do you get air checked after sex?
And you'd probably like try and kiss her neck, but it'll be all sloppy and gross.
And she's like, it's not. And you're like, yeah, it's good, isn't it? And then you'd be trying to do things that she's, and not like weird, creepy things, but just like, she's like, just stick to, just take it easy.
Do the basics, Jen.
Yeah, we're not, you know, just talk me through the whole thing. Let's not try to get it all done at once.
It makes me cringe so much.
You'd be a super supreme pizza. It's like there's so much going on, it's hard to enjoy it. But if you just give me a little bit at a time, like I don't need all of it at once.
Funny!
And then afterwards you'd be like, oh, smoked it. That was great.
And she'd be like, she never calls you again.
She never even got to finish.
Oh.
Well, even though your heart's in it and your mind's in it and dear God, your hips are in it.
Sure.
I reckon he's quick.
Oh,
like
he's
just babbada 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 babbada. That's it.
You can't enjoy that. I'm just letting you know.
Any other tips we can give you? Now, how's this come about, Sam? We should just bring the chitty chatters up to speed.
Sorry, it came about because he's flirting with Cody.
Now, I want examples. Cody. You haven't brought
You're
the evidence
so
yet.
You're getting so defensive about it.
But you haven't brought the evidence.
Mate, you two are
If it
giggly.
Wasn't even an issue, why would there need to be evidence? You just go, fine.
You just roll with it.
Just saying fine is sort of like agreeing to it.
Yeah, you roll with it.
I don't agree to it. It's Mate, the principle.
Why are you trying to deflect this?
You're trying to defend yourself. And I said it just as a little jokey joke.
Of course.
And then you're all like, where's the proof?
Oh, yeah.
Where's the proof? Where's my toast and where's the proof?
Where's my toast?
And you're getting all defensive. And I was like, okay, psyche. And so because...
So now
right.
it's like...
It didn't happen.
So
now
seems it's like exactly we hit a nerve
like
here, Sam.
A nerve.
It didn't happen like that.
Something.
I get defensive when... When things don't go right, or someone accuses someone of incorrect
but
things.
But we stitch you up with Delta Goodrem, and we're like, oh, this is all funny, funny, funny.
Because I'm
and
literally
you're always...
on air, and like... I can't be like, no, screw you guys. Imagine if I did that prime time. No,
but
screw you guys.
Chat,
I would.
But in chitty chat. Mate, I did the baby challenge that I think is dumb and stupid. I said that on air today.
Yeah, but you were supposed to.
Because it's dumb. It's a dumb challenge. It's dumb. Yeah, it's okay. a dumb stitch okay. up. So, I'm just letting you know. So, yeah, got defensive.
I did get defensive.
That's all I'm saying. Mate, if someone tells me that, oh, do you want to flip that guy? Yeah, I'll give him a sneaky blow in the stationery cupboard. Know what I mean? Because I don't have anything to defend because I'm in a very happy relationship. So, I can make jokes like that.
Why sure. would. What you should be doing is, yeah, going on the offense what? And going, yeah, absolutely.
Mate,
of course we do.
Babe.
Of course we do.
Of course.
But otherwise, we're like, and then, also, the other thing is then we'd go, oh, well, that's no fun.
It's not fun.
But
because
you go,
you're getting so defensive, we're like, yeah, keep going. It's like my brothers used to always, because I get so upset. It started with my sister, but if I would get worked up or upset about something, my brothers used to go, Psycho Sammy's on the list. Psycho Sammy's on the list. And then I get more worked up, and then I'm screaming like, stop it. And they're like, Psycho Sammy's on the list.
Note to self. Psycho Sammy. I thought Sassafro was terrifying.
Sassafro's the ledge, but Psycho Sammy's the psycho.
I was going to say, you'll hear today the results of the project challenge that Sam
yes.
sent me. I was going to try to get a Sassafro, but I thought that's going to be too obvious.
Yeah.
Because here's the key. It's so out in the open. We'll never be able to do this again. I will get calls. Actually, a quick side note. Thank you to everybody who was tweeting during the project.
Love it.
Who knew what was going on and were like, oh, keep it up. I don't think anyone notices. Because there was the first me scoozy that I got. I'll try to see if I can find the name. But if not, I was... mentioned by someone on Twitter was like, oh, didn't quite get it right because it's like, you know, thought it was meant to be me, absolute scoozy, and you didn't,
yes, thank
didn't
you,
quite
listener.
Get it right. And it was like, well, keep listening because I knew what was coming up.
That's so cool that you're getting tweets about it.
Yes, I'm very
I love
thankful.
Our listeners. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you to Emma Griffin for
Thanks,
saying,
Em.
Killed it with the secret at... Killed it with the secret at project, so letting the project know about the secret mission. And
I like it. I like the style.
Oh, look, lots of people. Where was it? You know what? I'll get to it later.
Thank you, guys.
But yeah, it was interesting to try to work out how I can get that in without people knowing that's what I'm trying to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I have to be very mindful that if I was just to say, welcome back to the project, me, absolute scoozy, people would go, why did you say that?
Yeah.
This is a bit. You're trying to get references out there.
But you know what? The project should be happy because we're getting all of our, by setting a challenge like that, we're getting all of our listeners to watch the project.
Oh, that's true.
I think it's a great idea.
For sure. Here we go. It was Jimmy the Snowman.
Jimmy the Snowman. I love your name already.
Yeah, Jimmy the Snowman. He was very keen-eyed, hectic as well. and he reckons he was first to call bingo. Does he win a prize? This is your prize, Jimmy. Congratulations.
What, the shout-out?
The shout-out.
Oh, that's a disappointing prize.
Probably not even listening.
Jimmy the Snowman!
And we're done.
We'll give you some movie tickets.
Maybe next time I
can
say
we'll give
Jimmy.
You something better.
I'll say Jimmy the Snowman. But
you said on air, mate, makes it happen.
Our executive producer, no, Moldy Pitt Spurway,
Ugh.
The only person who has heard anything about what happened on Friday was her from someone she knows at the project who works on in the office.
Oh.
And called her or sent her a message to go, hey, I noticed Rove was saying me scoozy a lot tonight. Is that something that he got from you? Not, it's a shout out to you.
Mm. Yeah.
And she didn't respond. And I was like waiting for someone to go, hey, what's with the me scoozy? And my response would have been, oh, yeah, it's a something I just kind of have picked up around the office.
Moldy
Pitt says it. So now Sam says it. Now I say it.
Isn't it a hilarious thought if you think about Alex, our EP, lifting her arm up and imagining mold?
Oh, that's all I do now.
Yeah, I know.
I imagine the little graphic that they had, which was like white with like black, little black dots.
Yeah, black moldy.
I'm
going to
make that her ID avatar pic for her contact on my phone.
Just imagine when she calls.
Just a moldy Petri dish comes up.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening.
Else?
No. Yeah, that's it for today. That's enough. Back for
cool.
a Monday.
Perfect.
Here's the significantly edited catch-upping.
Rove and Sam. Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95, and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Rove and Sam.
On Friday, Sam, I was down to host the project.
Yes.
That's a job in itself. That's all I need to do. I've got a lot to think about. I'm not just sitting there, you know, on the edge, just chucking in something every now and again. I'm driving the bus, mate.
Do you have to read off an auto cue?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's, how do you go with that?
Well, it's pretty loose.
Is it?
Well, just as well because you
I
decided.
Set you a challenge.
Oh, hosting a television show and having to be responsible. No, that would be too easy.
Mate, you're a pro. You've been doing this for years. So I thought the very least you could do to show your loyalty to me. is to, you know, slip in a few words and some of the words, I don't know how you went because I actually missed it, but I wanted you to try and throw in chitty chat, mm-hmm. hectic, because that's what everyone says here. Guys,
mm-hmm.
delightful human.
It's one of yours.
Me scoozy.
Okay, we use that a lot.
And if you say me absolute scoozy, right. you get an extra double points.
Right.
Right? Moldy Pitts, because of our executive producer who has Moldy Pitts, you get 4 points. Because Moldy Pitts is pretty hard to throw into a sentence.
That's very hard to throw
so
into
I set
sentence.
You a challenge.
Let's make that very clear. Most of that is very hard to put into a sentence. So anyway, with that in mind, I've gone into the show and I'm trying to think, okay, when I can, put it in. But at the same time, don't just randomly go, welcome back to the project.
I have Moldy Pitts.
Chitty chat. Yeah, or whatever. You've got to try to make it work so people aren't on to you.
Uh-oh.
I tried my best, Sam. Let me preface this by saying I tried my best.
Okay.
With your list in mind, here's a few grabs of how I did trying to work them seamlessly into the show.
Guys. Welcome back. Guys. That is one certified delightful human. This is the most hectic thing I think I've ever seen. Welcome, you're back with the project. Let's have a little chitty chat.
You have not seen The Matrix, me scoozy? I'm just one of those little guys, you know, I just cross-dressed, went past the big jocks going, g'day, Moldy Pitts, me scoozy, went past. and she looked at me and went, me absolute scoozy.
Best.
So let me see if I've got it right.
Ryan, you're a genius.
Everything?
You are I did. A genius. I
Everything.
Can't believe it. God. Ryan McManus, everyone.
What more could you want, Sam?
Nothing.
Look, well,
my
I've got more.
Is complete. What?
I have more.
I wasn't expecting this.
Because, Sam...
Let me sit back on my chair.
Your list was done, mate. I burnt through it. There's still plenty of show to go.
What did you do?
So then I think to myself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give some special little mentions to a few people in the building. A little nod to Amy Goggins, the newsreader. A little nod to yourself, Sam.
Yes.
A little nod to Jamie, the button pusher,
what?
Who's really working out at the moment. And
what?
A special, very, very what? Special nod to a very, very special friend of the show.
What's trending in our newsfeed,
yeah,
Limo?
How funny is it?
You're watching The Project. Good for you, champy.
They're
like, I've been shredding, mate.
Yeah,
I'm ready
right?
to go. I'm sorry, Alan, for my colleagues. I'm sure you're sitting there going, I thought I was talking to intelligent people.
Pete Evans, welcome.
And that's why
always
I'll never be asked
on
back
show.
On The Project again.
Roven Sam.
I found this story of how many times have you gone into the doctor, going for surgery? I don't know how many times you have been for surgery. But, you know, when you went in, Sam,
yes.
they check your name, right?
Yeah.
They check your name multiple times.
Well, you have a wristband
exactly.
on your wrist and your ankle just in case they separate.
Exactly. So just... just in case something goes wrong. Now, that, you would say, is foolproof to make sure that the right person is going in for the right procedure, unless, of course, there is another Sam Frost in the hospital. And then next thing you know, a football player has had something horrible happen to his genitals. But there was a guy who has had his kidney removed. Perfectly healthy guy in hospital for something relatively minor, but has gone in and had a kidney removed because he has the same name as someone else who did very drastically need a kidney removed.
So they've taken out his kidney.
Yep.
Haven't double-checked, you
he's
know,
got...
the barcode or whatever they do. Like, mate,
because he has
come
the
on.
Same name. It's as simple as that. So 131060, I would like to hear about medical mix-ups. Now, if you have anything close to a surgery botch, please get in touch with us. But I realise that might be a stretch. So to bring something a little bit more closer to home, we have Hammo, one of our team here. Hammo!
Welcome to the studio, Hammo.
It's exciting to be in here.
Well, not enough to have your microphone turned on, but that's all
right. Here, jump on mine.
Okay, I'll jump on this one. G'day, folks. How's it going?
Now, you recently had a terrible... eye. It was disgusting.
Yes. I think that is the medical term for it. Disgusting. It's uveitis. So basically it gets inflamed and can't cope with light. And it looks like I've got the zombie apocalypse on one side of my face.
Mm-hmm.
To deal with it, you have two lots of drops that you have to put in. A steroid drop once every hour.
Hulk eye.
And another drop that kind of you do once a day. And that stops it from getting turning into a cataract or something like that. Anyway, because my eyesight wasn't very good, I was accidentally using the wrong drop. And I didn't realise until halfway through the day, I couldn't taste anything. I couldn't feel anything through my fingers, which wasn't the worst thing in the world since I was alone. And also, I lost all my taste. And I started to overheat. I had to take off my clothes. I felt like Zac Efron at an event. It's like, oh, I've got to get my body out there. And luckily, my doctor from Surry Hills on Crown Street, big ups to you, he gave me a call because I think he's from the 50s and thinks that's what doctors still do, just to check up on me. And I told him what was happening, and he said, I think you're using the wrong drops. This could be really bad for you because that was a long weekend. I could have had put up all this pressure in my eye. I could have given myself a little aneurysm.
Wow.
And, you know, I come from a stand-up comedy background. Like, that's the worst thing that could have happened. I could have died and then there would have been all these arsehole comedians at my funeral doing eye puns.
So it pays to read the label is what we're saying.
Well, yeah, if you can.
So 131060, have you had a medical mix-up?
Roven Sam.
Holly from DY, what was your medical mix-up?
I was 16 and I went into hospital to have a knee reconstruction.
Oh.
And I was in the bed ready to go into surgery. They'd just given me my sort of stuff to help me go to sleep. And they said, okay, so we're all right to do the right knee. And I said, no, it's my left knee. And they went, no, it's definitely your right knee. I said, no, I'm pretty sure it's my left knee. And they said, oh, well, I think you're confused. And I went, no. So they called my mum, who was at work, and said...
for a second opinion.
Saying it's her left knee. It's like, I'm pretty sure she knows what knee it is. And they're like, well, we've got right. So they rang 100 people trying to work out who it was. Finally got on to my doctor and he said, no, it's the left knee. But I, by this point, had already passed out from the medication. And when I woke up after the surgery thinking, my last thought was, oh, my God, they're operating on the wrong knee.
Oh, no.
That was pretty scary.
Oh, holy, they should get their shin together. Are you joking?
Well,
they,
it's pretty like, simple. It's not, it shouldn't be a coin toss. Which one? Look, it doesn't matter. A knee's a knee, right, guys?
I can't believe that, Holly. That's so... And, like, of course you would know. Imagine. You're the one that has to deal with it every single day.
And then you're going under with, like, I don't think this has been
resolved. Oh, my
God. Look, when a doctor has to call your mum for the second opinion, that is not a good place to be.
That's not a good sign. Amanda, also in DY, what was your medical mix-up?
Yeah, hi. So my partner and I were messing around in the dark one night and we reached for the bottle of lubricant. Yes, we reached for the bottle of lubricant and ended up with a bottle of aftershave.
Now, when did you realise it was aftershave?
Oh, a couple minutes in, I said, this is really burning, like,
Amanda, I love it. On the weekend, I had a handful of toothpaste, similar thing.
Well, let me say to Nivea, if the people at Nivea are listening again, please help Amanda out. Thank you very much. Sorry, can we get back to the toothpaste story?
Seriously, they looked exactly the same. Greg in Castle Hill, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Very good.
Very Greg. Well, quite minty still. what was your medical mix-up, Greg?
Yeah, no, I had my tonsils taken out by accident.
Hang on. What? Hang on.
I'm the only person in the world that's never had tonsillitis, never will.
How did that happen?
I was four. I was in for a circumcision of all things. And my sister was in for her tonsils.
Hang on, Greg, where was your
one,
penis?
Two, did both on me. Right. Did both.
Did both?
Well, did both.
Well, you're lucky your sister didn't have to go through the other thing.
Roven Sam.
We've got a little something because you issued, it wasn't even a challenge. It was just you had a pregnancy scare, if you will.
Sure, like every female on the planet.
It's a very normal thing to go through, but it made you reassess your life choices, made you look into yourself and just think, am I able? Am I capable? Could I do this? And well, we thought, practical. That's the best way to find out if you would be a good mum.
Right.
So we decided to give you an egg to look after, to take care of, as if it was your own tiny little baby. I've decided to put you through your paces as a potential mum.
What are you...
I got you an egg. It says on the back, I am Sam's baby egg.
What am I supposed to do with that?
You've got 24 hours to prove that you can be a good mum.
Oh,
I want you to take this egg everywhere. Do not leave it unattended. Tomorrow on the show, I want it returned as is. And don't think I won't know if you've cracked it and tried to write another Sam's egg on there.
Yeah.
We will know, right? Now, a lot of people may have heard that on the show.
Sure.
And they just went, hey, what was the follow-up to that? You know why we didn't have a follow-up to that? Because what happened, Sam, to your child?
To an egg.
To your child that is an egg.
I left the egg in the studio and I said, this is dumb and I'm not doing it.
You put it in a tissue. You started well. You put it in a little tissue box to keep it safe.
Yep.
But then you walked out and forgot that you had left it in the tissue box.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I thought, I reckon this is going to slip through the cracks like many things do. So I just popped it in there and I just thought, no one will notice if I don't bring it up ever again. And I just left for the day and did, you know, everyday things because I was like, this is dumb. I eat eggs for breakfast. I'm not going to look after this stupid egg. And this challenge is ridiculous.
Well, look, you didn't take it seriously to the point where even when Megan Gale was on the show, a mother herself, you even were trying to get her on side by saying, hey, it's just an egg. What difference does it make?
I would say there's a few things that babies do that eggs don't, but I get the metaphor and I guess it's just about, you know, being very careful with it and attentive to it. And
attentive.
It stops and starts both egg and baby with don't drop it, because if you drop it, you'll break it.
Well, see, I'll just leave it in the studio. It's a win-win. See? Win-win. Even Megan Gale herself said, Sam, that's a brilliant idea. Just leave it in the studio. That's pretty much what I got from that.
So here's what happens. Because you didn't do it properly the first time.
Because it's a stupid egg.
Exactly. So now we're going to do it again, and this time you'll do it properly. And I think I've got a way to make sure you do it properly.
Roven Sam.
Sam, we I was going to say set you a challenge. We just asked you to be a responsible mother to an egg.
Mate, an egg. I eat eggs all the time. I'm not going to take it seriously. Sorry,
guys. And you didn't. You were meant to take care of it overnight like it was your own baby, and you left it here to die.
I did that challenge when I was in grade 5, FYI, and it broke in my pencil case, and it rot, and it smelt foul for months. So I'm just letting you know.
That's why you weren't prepared for parenthood at such a young age. That's how you learn. So what's going to happen is if you can't take it seriously, Sam will make you take it seriously. So sure, you look at an egg and you go, well, it's just an egg.
It's a dumb challenge.
Well, now you've got a baby. A real baby.
An actual baby. Am I looking after Ruby?
Actually, you know what? She's too easy for you.
Mate,
here we go. Bring it in. Pup producer Cody has...
What is this?
It's a baby.
It's an actual doll. This is a bachelor challenge.
Yes.
It's like a bachelor baby.
So we've got you. It's not just a doll. It is called...
Sorry, Sash. It was a one-night stand. It didn't mean anything.
The skin tone is maybe not necessarily yours or his.
That's okay. Look,
they're called a real care baby.
Mix it up a bit.
You know how this works. You've seen the show.
It's creepy. And it's actually... It's like heavy.
Yeah.
And it's got a wiggly woggly head.
Yeah, you've got to support the neck. Very much like a real baby.
I don't want to look after this thing. Do you know how busy I am? We're going to have wines tonight.
Well, welcome to parenthood. This is what happens. You don't get to go out. You don't get to do your own thing anymore.
I'm carrying around this doll.
Yes,
people will
go,
Sam's gone mad.
No,
she's carrying around a doll and talking to herself.
Not if you look like you care about it. So we're going to switch this thing on this afternoon.
Hello, little baby.
There you go. Good start. So it is a doll, but it is it's mechanical. It will cry. You will have to feed it. It has a little microchip in it, like all good babies should. And then we plug it in. Okay, now the metaphor's getting lost. But we can find out tomorrow...
This is dumb.
..how much you have taken care of it if you've neglected it. It stores all this information in there like
What's
a real child.
What's my Rocky going to do? Rocky will get so scared of this creepy doll.
Look, mate, you shouldn't have got knocked up. Okay? This is on you. So, you can't leave this behind hidden in a tissue box. We will know where this baby is, and tomorrow we'll definitely know whether you've taken care of it or not.
Guys, I don't want to do this.
That's parenthood for you, sister. Roman Sam. Well, look, we've been talking about it for so long because we're giving away tickets. Cirque du Soleil's Cousa.
Oh, yeah.
Happening under the Grand Chapiteau.
Beg your pardon?
Big top.
Oh.
At Entertainment Quarter. Big shout out to Entertainment Quarter for having something on at the moment.
Oh, congratulations.
I finally went to go. Sam, you and Jamie the Button Pusher had a hot date opening night, which was like ages ago.
We had a fantastic time. Jamie was busy saying, oh, imagine them in the bedroom. Oh, I'm a picky boy.
Well, when you saw him last night, Rove, did you think that?
It's not the point, Jamie. You're
no,
making things grubby
now.
No, he didn't,
because Rove is a gentleman,
and because
Jamie.
I went with my mum.
It's a great show.
And my sister who are in town.
Did they love it?
Love a bit of Cirque du Soleil.
Yep.
It was great to finally get to go, guys, having heard you two talking about it for so long.
It was fantastic. And the giant wheel with the demon man.
So many things. So here it is. I thought, why don't I document our evening together at Cirque du Soleil last night. Here it is, me on a hot date with my mum and my sister.
Okay, heading into Cirque du Soleil with my mum, Cosa, and my sister, Julie.
G'day.
Have we been to Cirque du Soleil before?
We have. At various...
I have been to one in Perth. Which
okay,
was
let's do this again and this time say no. Have we been to Cirque du Soleil before?
No.
So we're very excited.
Yes.
What are you expecting?
I'm expecting trampolines and maybe little monkeys riding bikes.
Let's go in Cirque du Soleil. Yay. I can't even
very
say it. Cousa, here we go. So we've just hit interval. Thoughts?
Popcorn's good.
So far, so good? Popcorn's good.
Okay, the most shocking thing I found thus far was the three-woman acrobatics that ended with a demon exorcism.
Oh, yeah. So her head stood still and her whole body spun around.
Yeah.
Now, how does it make you feel to know that Jamie, our button pusher, reckons that they would be all awesome at sex? Mum.
Thinking the same thing, actually, when they were doing their tricks. It was running through my mind. Go on, Jamie. We keep pushing those buttons, darling.
What about the guy on the unicycle?
Oh, my God. Why was he wearing those silly boots?
What's your theory?
There must be magnets underneath the that help him. Probably fused to the pedals. He just puts his feet in, and that way he doesn't fall off.
I was was thinking that he was the luckiest unicyclist ever to have a woman a third of his age and him have his face in her crotch, essentially.
Cruiser part two, here we go. Just like a end of the show, second half, what do we think?
Okay, the Burning Rings of Fire guys were the best.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed, I'm going to call it the double devil spinning seesaw. Do we want to give it a score?
Ooh, yeah, definitely. I'll go 9.
Out of 20?
10.
Okay, 9 out of 10. Okay, Julie?
I'd say an 8 out of 10.
Okay, I'll give it a...
Because I've seen the Vegas show, hence why I've got it to travel.
Vegas show. Let's drop the names.
Oh, that's a teensy bit fun, guys.
We had fun. It was a good night out.
So did you see any monkeys? No.
No monkeys on bikes. Very disappointed. Bugger. And no scary clowns. So, of course, it's still happening at the Entertainment Quarter, but not for very long. Mm. But I do recommend, if you haven't seen Cooza, get amongst that. What
I heard
a
the
show.
Popcorn's fantastic.
The popcorn is awesome.
Roden Sam. Oscar and Golden Globe winning acting legend Goldie Hawn joins us for a morning of ha-ha as she promotes her Night of Laughs coming soon to Australia. You know, I recently had my own night of laughs here in Australia. I've since promised my wife that I'll get better in the bedroom.
Hello, Goldie Hawn.
Hi. Are you going to get better in the bedroom?
Yeah, I really need to practice. Any tips?
Well, don't forget to look in her eyes.
Good one.
That's a good one.
I should turn the lights on then. Now, we are very excited that you are coming to Australia. You've got your live show here, Night of Laughs. What can people expect for this? I can only be sure that it will be a lot of wonderful stories from your incredible life.
Well, maybe that you answered my question.
Oh.
It's a lot of wonderful stories from my incredible life.
Will there be a song and dance number at the end then, just to mix it up?
You know, I've got my go-go outfit, and I'm going to put on my mesh tights, and I'm going to do high kicks. High kicks.
Sounds fantastic.
Now, you'll be part of this with one of our favourites here on our show, a good friend of ours, Peter Hellyer. I would love to see him in the fishnets doing some high kicks.
I think he'll kill it.
Well, listen, you've got to go to the dance store. You've got to get in those stockings. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. He's got to wear high heels. If he doesn't wear heels, he's not doing it right, because he's got to get everything right to do a go-go dance. And okay. He can't wear his sloppy shoes.
We will be sure to pass that message on.
You have started a social media account back in April. We follow you religiously. We think you are hilarious. And your daughter, Kate, she recently said this on Jimmy Kimmel.
Sometimes I feel like commenting to, like, Kevin at Instagram, like, owns Instagram, like, that he needs to take down her Instagram account.
Do you think he will monitor it for
you? He needs to monitor my mother's Instagram account. It's like, there's too many green juices.
It's so funny. It's funny. I love that. I saw it.
I would be so upset if they took down your Instagram account. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, well, she's just kidding. You know, first of all, you know, that's our sense of humor.
Now, you seem to have so much fun with your account. Where do you get your ideas? There's a lot of, like, fun videos, little dances and funny little quips that you like to put under your pictures. Is it all you? Because it feels very you.
Oh, no, that's definitely me. I mean, I come and go on social media because sometimes, you know, I just don't have time to do stuff. But sometimes I'm doing something crazy and I think, we should film this. It's really funny. And the whole idea is that I don't really like to do, you know, pictures where you look beautiful and everybody's looking at your dresses. And that's not my thing. But I think that if we can use it to make people happy or feel good or remember something, that to me is a great use of social media. So when I think of something funny, I do it.
Well, Goldie, I don't know if your handheld device is anywhere near your person right now, but we are such fans of your work that we have replicated 4 of your photos and videos. We have tagged you on Instagram in them so that you can see them, and hopefully that you will appreciate what we do and like us in kind.
Oh, my God. Okay. I definitely will.
Okay.
And in a lot of your pickies, you have recently been in Hawaii filming with Amy Schumer for this mother-daughter comedy, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Is it true that Amy asked you to star in the film while on a flight?
She told me about the movie on a flight, and then we looked into it. And I guess just after that, we started talking about it and made it happen. It was pretty great.
Well, we can't wait to see the finished product.
Rogan Sam.
And we're still joined on the line now by Goldie Horn on her way to Australia very, very soon, where you will be excited about this, Goldie Horn. A huge honour that you probably aren't even aware of.
Okay.
There is a cafe here in Sydney that has farmyard animals. They only have three named after famous people. There is a pig named Kevin Bacon. There is a goat named after our own Aussie, Margot Robbie. And are you ready for this?
Okay.
There is a sheep called Goldie Horn, H-O-R-N, named after you. Congratulations.
I am honoured. I am honoured because I love sheep.
There you go. So if ever you're in Sydney, go and visit your woolly little namesake.
Oh, my God. I had a giraffe named after me once.
Oh, my God. How does that happen?
I don't know, but I don't think it was because I have that long a neck. I have a relatively long neck, but I don't have any spots on my... Well, I do have spots now, let's face it.
Now, before we wrap up, we have a little something we like to call the Random Question Hat.
Random Question Hat!
These are questions exactly that. They are random and they're put into a hat by guests like yourselves, by people who listen to our show at home. As you are not here in the studio, I've drawn one out at random for you. This is from Mel on Twitter. It says, or asks, do you believe in ghosts and why?
Oh.
So that's a really good question.
It is.
I do believe in ghosts because I've had my own experiences with that.
Love it.
I do believe in ghosts.
So what happened? Can you tell us your experience?
So I was walking through a house that I bought years ago, and I was closing it up. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw a lady standing in the entry. And then when I went back and I looked again, you know how you do, and then it was gone. So I went to close up the window, and I walked by, and I felt this presence, but I couldn't see anything. And after a while, the person that lived in the house before said to me, you know, there was a ghost in that house. And I said, really? I said, what do you think? So I said, well, because I knew it was a woman that I saw. And I said, it was a woman. And she was in the house, and we saw her. And things started happening, like televisions would go on by themselves. Water would come out of the faucet by itself. And it started happening to me. And then I met a man who said to me, I know the house that you're living in because my aunt lived in that house. And I said, what did she look like? I said, did she have short blonde hair? And was she short? And he said, yes, she was, and explained the whole thing to me. And I found out who she was, and I also found out that she passed away in the house.
What?
And you know what? It's a blessed house. And the same thing happened in another house I lived in. So I've had really some very good experiences. And once in London, I stayed in a house that was definitely haunted. And I didn't have as good an experience. So the answer is, yes, I believe in ghosts.
That's fantastic.
Tremendous.
I love a good ghost story.
That was a good question.
That was a good answer. Never mind the question. Goldie Horn, you nailed it. Well,
I'm really glad I got that question.
Look, I reckon you telling stories on stage is going to go okay, young lady.
You know, maybe I'll pass the test.
I think you have. Well, a night of laughs and I hope scary stories. The 14th of November in Melbourne. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Goldie Horn, thank you very much for joining us. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Thank you.
Wow. And let me say, hey, guys, if you would like to add a question, Sam's going to sneeze. You got to sneeze?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, she was saving it through the whole end of that interview. If you would like to put your own question into the random question hat, get in touch with us at Roven Sam. It could be as a, get an amazing story like that out of someone like Goldie Hawn.
Exactly.
Can you imagine? Well, you don't have to because it just happened. Roven Sam. One of our team in the studio, Hammo. Hammo!
I'm here.
Now, you had a real incident. We've been asking people 131060, yep. How do you get people to leave your house? Because what happened to you?
So I had a few friends over. It was one of those things. I've been out of town for a while, had some friends over, having a delightful time, and we watched a movie together. And it got to late enough, and it was the end of the film, and it's had a bit of a chat, and it was quite clearly, we're done.
Mm.
It's over.
Good film.
Good film. We've high-fived, we've bonded, we've agreed on most of the plot points. And then they just kind of, there was four of them, and the four of them just kind of kept sitting there, and I was like, oh yeah, this is good. And then I was like, well, whew. You know, I get up really early for radio, and they're like, oh yeah, that must be terrible. And they kept sitting there, and I thought, well, I thought that was a pretty good hint. So then I just started packing up around them, I'm dusting.
Picking up glasses.
Oh yeah, you know those kinds of things you do at the end of the night, you know?
Dusting. I have seen you dust at the end of a day. It's your little ritual to get you off to sleep.
It's my thing. I'm single, ladies. But the thing is, then it just got to a point where I thought, well, maybe I just need to put some performance into this. So I started yawning. I started stretching.
Classic.
And then I started talking about the importance of getting as many hours sleep before I have to get up at 4:30.
That's it.
Right. Anyway.
Surely they get, everybody understands the yawn, right?
That's right.
It's classic go home move.
Now, here's a question. All four, did they all arrive together, or did you have like two couples or three
couples.
And one?
Oh. So I was two kind couples. Of hoping, like, then I started directing it at one couple because I thought, I think they might have a bit more now. So Straggler. I'll kind of give them a bit of, hey, Hammo's getting tired. and they weren't picking up on it. And anyway, we ended up watching four episodes of a sitcom because I didn't know what else to do.
Oh,
and
no.
What I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry that this left eye's closed because I'm really tired this morning.
See, I'm always really mindful when I go to someone's house. I went to a girlfriend's house last night. She's got a newborn baby. And I made it very clear.
Right.
Just letting you know I'm going to go home soon. Like, so don't get stressy.
Yep.
Don't stress wondering when I'm going to go home because I'm letting you know that I need to go home
now,
soon.
And that gives her the option as well, right?
Yeah, you can say you can stay
longer.
It can be a little bit easier when you're in a couple.
Have another glass of wine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It can be easier when you're in a couple because one person can do the, I need to go to bed and actually go to bed, which leaves the partner left as a... So you're not just leaving people there because you can't just go to bed by yourself, Hammo.
Yeah.
Well, and then just leave them there in your house.
Well, I thought about it.
Well, you could.
It's like, if people can't get the hint, what are we meant to do?
Roven Sam.
Time to enter the judge-free zone.
It's a good call. Shut it down. Sorry, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, officially, we're in the judge-free zone, so you can't judge that noise
I'm
I just
judging.
Made.
I think it's a great noise, Rove. Fantastic.
Your chance to get an exclusive access to the soundcheck party for Shawn Mendes. All you got to do is tell us whatever you want, judge-free.
Pam in Sutherland, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, welcome to the judge-free zone. What would you like to get off your chest?
So, basically, there was somebody that had a big crush on me, and they made me a cake from hand by scratch, and I didn't really like the person mutually, but I did like another person, so I decided to re-gift the cake to someone whose birthday it also was.
Oh.
Did it have happy birthday Pam and then you crossed out the Pam?
Luckily it didn't have my name on it, so okay. I got away with it, and it happened to be their birthday. They thought I made it for them and they absolutely loved it, and it worked.
You're a genius, Pam.
That's a great idea.
Now, I take it the birthday was like sometime in like that a couple of weeks from you receiving the cake. It's not like you went, oh, you know, my friend's birthday's in like 10 months' time.
No. It was actually the cake was just given to me. It wasn't my birthday, but it happened to be my crush's birthday. So it worked out perfectly.
Perfect. Easy peasy.
Oh, did it work, Pam? Did you end up with that person?
Oh, he's now my husband. We've lost her.
Something horrible and tragic happened. Oh, Pam, I wish we hadn't gone back to that story.
Kelly in Blacktown. Jinx.
Hi, guys. How are you going? Please don't judge me.
Okay. Welcome to the zone. It's what we do. Let's do it.
And I do love my husband, but he is the worst snorer ever in the world. So I've found myself lately, I actually just grabbed the pillow and I put it over his head and I like smother him a little bit, but
not so much that it kills him, right?
Not so much that it kills him, but he wakes up sometimes choking and whatnot. But he does stop snoring.
He stops snoring. No dramas.
That happens when you die. even just, you know, just as the tunnel, the little tunnel of light starts to fade and then, oh, welcome back. Does he ever wake up going, I had the most terrifying nightmare last night?
He actually did. The other week I did it to him because it was really annoying me. I just could not sleep. And then so I just put the pillow there for a second and he was still, I could still hear him. So I pushed down a bit harder and then he sat up and he was like choking and whatnot. But yeah, I hate snoring. I really hate it. And
you should just get a divorce. It's just not worth it.
What about a clothes peg?
A good night's sleep is worth a miserable marriage. I mean, I know you love him, but hey, I'd rather sleep.
Like, you know, if you love someone, smother them. If they come back from the dead, they're yours. If they don't, they never were, as the old saying goes.
It's a classic old saying, Cal. Chris in Penrith, what do you want to get off your chest?
Please, Robertson, please do not judge me at all.
Okay, I'll try my best.
You try your best.
You're in the zone, okay. Chris. This is a safe place.
I'm in the zone. Okay, here we go. Okay. After I have sex with my wife.
Sure.
I have to masturbate.
Oh, why? Don't you finish the job?
Do you have to, Chris?
Can't you finish? Can you finish?
No, I do. I finish. We have a great time.
You just want to go again.
It's just like that little bit. Extra, I need.
Sure. A little bit extra.
Sure, it's like a dessert.
It's like a dessert. Well, how does she feel about it? Or does she know? Do you just hide in the shower?
No, I sort of disappear for about 15 minutes. I'm pretty sure she.
I'm just cleaning myself up, honey. Do you take a while to clean up?
You've grown a lot while you're cleaning. Chris.
There's heavy breathing.
Chris, well, I look forward to what happens after you finish seeing Shawn Mendes at his soundcheck party. I think it goes to you today, mate.
It goes to you. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you, guys. I'm sorry, but it just had to come out.
No, it literally did.
And my wife just found out.
Oh, Chris!
Oh, did she?
Now she knows. This will be an interesting. Call us tomorrow. Find out. Let us know what happens tonight. I'd be very, very interested to know.
Great catch up today, Rove.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also shutters, awnings and crimsafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?